Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Sure, I'm Evelyn Brandenburg.
And I'm Sebastian Thorne.
Tell us about your characters. What is their role in the story?
Why don't you go first?
I'm Henry Beniche, and my wife is Polly. We are both dedicated theater people, even though they're just a community theater group. Anyways, my wife's supposed to be really dramatic, and I'm just pretty much supposed to do anything she tells me to do because I'm deathly afraid of her.
He does not wear the pants in the relationship.
It's pretty funny.
I'm Phyllis Montague, so I'm the playwright. I wrote the play within the play. I keep coming onto the scene like, I've added 6 new pages of dialogue. I cut your character. We have to do auditions again. And it's the dress rehearsal. And I show up when I'm not wanted, change stuff around, and make everything go longer than it should. I'm the problem.
What is your guys' favorite scenes?
I really like, at the end, I'm giving a big thank you for coming to my play speech that nobody wants me to do. And the soundboard, like, runner starts playing thunderstorm sound effects over top of my speech. And then they close the curtain on me. I'm like throwing a fit in front of the curtain. So I like to get to scream and yell.
I'd say my favorite scene is the third act. It's play night, and I just do all my lines horribly wrong. And it doesn't help that the person I'm doing the lines with, that they also do their lines wrong. So I'm trying to remind them, improv. Then I just mess up my lines terribly. It's really funny.
We were talking a little about this before, but could you tell us a little bit more about what the actual play is about?
So it's about a community theater putting on a locally written play by a new author. And they're not bad actors, but they're not doing a good job and they don't know their lines and it's kind of falling apart.
And part of the reason why they don't know their lines is because the playwright is always creating new content. She said earlier that she always changes things around. Like, scenes get cut, things get dropped. It makes it really hard to continue the script. And she's pretty poorly written, the actual play within the
It's
play.
not well written at all. It doesn't make any sense. It's called the play within the play. It's called Murder Most Foul. And there's a scene where they have to explain to the author, that a murder does take place and it's not just a pickpocketing and somebody does die. I'm like, oh, I would never write that.
Sounds very chaotic.
Yes.
What are some challenges you guys faced while rehearsing this?
Dealing with the terribly written play. The lines are confusing. You have to really pay attention to how the lines are written. Otherwise, you will completely mess it up.
Because in the first act, characters within in the play are saying lines, and then the second act, they're screwing them up in a different way, but you have to screw them up the correct way, or the people reacting to you won't do it right. So you're saying the same lines over and over, but you have to do them in different ways each time.
That sounds very interesting. Is there a line that really stuck out with you guys? Like something that you remember a lot and just is really fun to always do?
Do you have one I have to
It's
think?
not one of my lines, but I like it. So it's also another third act.
That's
So
the funniest act.
yeah.
Don't walk out on intermission.
Saul and Billy are both drunk, and Saul, every time, pretty much every other line, he just goes, "Indeedy," and then Billy goes, "I'll say," and they do this weird finger thing that's like that,
Yeah.
but it's really funny.
I like refuse to do cursing and I won't say nicknames. My character. So I like their director Jerry. It's always Dear Gerald and like my dearest Marla. They call her Smitty. It's not anything like her real name. And they all hate me, so I don't know why I'm so nice to them.
Do you guys think that this play has helped you grow in any way, like as a performer?
I think so. It's a challenge because there's so many chaotic things happening, and I'm not in the play within the play, so it's hard to react to the play like as I'm seeing it for the first time as Phyllis, even though I'm at every single rehearsal and I know what's happening. But
Right.
it's supposed to be I'm seeing the full production for the first time. So that's been difficult.
I think I've seen growth because compared to my performance last year and this performance now, I think I'm doing much better. And just the fact that this play kind of makes you think you have to actually really pay attention to what you're doing in order for it to actually be funny.
What plays have you guys been in before?
I've been in The Music Man, Peter Pan, Frozen.
Were those with statements?
Yeah, and then plays I've done for the school's Little Women.
With the high school last year, I did her Murder on the Orient Express, and I did her Little Women, and then the community theater MTV Arts. I do most of their junior shows. I was Maisie in Seuss-a-Bowl. That's the main like main role.
Are you guys excited to continue doing more plays as your high school career goes on, or maybe even further?
Yeah, I love theater. I would like to continue doing community theater past high school. It's probably my favorite thing. I really, really enjoy it.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you guys think you'll like continue it as like a career in theater or like even in college, like majoring in it? Or do you think that it'll just be like a side sort of thing that you do?
My dream is to teach, and then certain colleges I want to apply to offer like a minor in theater education, so I could like run a drama club. I think that would be a fun way to stick with it and also get to teach kids, which I do really want to do.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I'd like to do it as a pastime because the actual career I want to pursue in theater, it just won't work out. So, but I'd love to do it as a pastime when I get older though.
Yeah, that's good. Good to have something to look back at fondly.
It's a nice hobby as a way to express yourself.
It's a lot of fun hanging out too.
Yeah. Coming back to the play, how do you guys think the audience will react to it?
I think you're chuckling evilly to yourself. I think that at first it'll be a little confusing and dry, but as it goes on, it's really, really funny. I think they'll think it's hilarious. Like at the first read-through where we were all reading the script for the first time together, she had to tell us to stop laughing because we were being too distracting,
Yeah.
laughing at our own bits. So I think they'll think it's really hilarious. I think they'll laugh.
That'll be rewarding to hear an audience of people laughing.
Yeah.
Or terrible when we're holding for laugh lines and it's completely crickets.
When is the play that you like, when is the date that you guys are doing it?
Yes. November 14th through the 15th. There's a 7 p.m. Does that sound right? 7 p.m.
Yeah.
performance on the Friday. And then on Saturday, there's 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Mount Vernon High School Auditorium. Everyone should. It's going to be a blast. And then before play on, there's a small one act called the Brothers Grimm Spectaculathon, which will be a blast also.
Are either of you guys in that one?
No, that's there's like a second cast for that
Ah.
one. It's only like 20 minutes, half hour, a little like pre-performance.
An appetizer.
Yes,
Yes.
an appetizer.
Well, thank you guys for coming.
Of
I had a
course.
blast talking with you guys.
Yeah, it was very interesting to hear how things are going with the play.
I had a really great time, and if anybody would want to audition, but they're scared or don't know if it's too late, they totally should, and it's a blast to be in the theater. It's a great environment.
Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Sure, I'm Evelyn Brandenburg.
And I'm Sebastian Thorne.
All right. Tell us about your characters. What is their role in the story?
Why don't you go first?
I'm Henry Beniche, and my wife is Polly. We are both like kind of dedicated theater people, even though it's just a community theater group. Anyways, my wife's supposed to be really dramatic, and I'm just pretty much supposed to do anything she tells me to do because I'm deathly afraid of her.
He does not wear the pants in the relationship.
It's pretty funny.
I'm Phyllis Montague, so I'm the playwright with I wrote the play within the play. So I keep coming on to the scene like I've added 6 new pages of dialogue. I cut your character. We have to do auditions again, and it's the dress rehearsal. And I show up when I'm not wanted and change stuff around and make everything go longer than it should. I'm the problem.
Fun. What is your guys' favorite scenes?
Really love giving a big thank you for coming to my play speech that nobody wants me to do. And the soundboard like runner person starts playing thunderstorm sound effects over top of my speech, and then they close the curtain on me, and I'm like throwing a fit in front of the curtain. So I like to get to scream and yell.
I'd say my favorite scene is the third act, it's play night, and I just do all my lines horribly wrong. Like, and it doesn't help that the person I'm doing the lines with, that they also do their lines wrong. So I'm trying to remind them, improv, then I just mess up my lines terribly. It's really funny.
And you're drunk, kind of.
I'm not drunk.
You're taking a nip between acts with the other guys, aren't you?
No,
Okay.
that's Billy.
They're all the same to me. They're all guys in the show.
Very fair. We were talking about a little about this before, but could you tell us a little bit more about what the actual play is about?
So it's about a community theater putting on a locally written play by a new author. And they're not bad actors, but they're not doing a good job and they don't know their lines and it's kind of falling apart.
And part of the reason why they don't know their lines is because the playwright is always creating new content. This, like I said, she said earlier that she always changes things around. Like, scenes get cut, things get dropped. It makes it really hard to continue the script. And she's pretty poorly written, the actual play
within it's the play. Not well written at all. It doesn't make any sense. There's a scene, it's called the play within the play. It's called Murder Most Foul. And there's a scene where they have to explain to the author, that a murder does take place. And it's not just a pickpocketing. And somebody does die. I'm like, oh, I would never write that.
It sounds very chaotic.
Yes.
What are some challenges you guys faced while rehearsing this?
It's dealing with a terribly written play. The lines are confusing. It makes you, I shouldn't say make you think. But you have to really pay attention to how the lines are written. Otherwise, you will completely mess it up.
Because in the first act, characters within the play, in the play, are saying lines. And then the second act, they're screwing them up in a different way. But you have to screw them up the correct way, or the people reacting to you won't do it right. So you're trying to, you're saying the same lines over and over, but you have to do them in different ways each time.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds very interesting. Is there like a line that is really like stuck out with you guys? Like, something that you remember a lot and just is really fun to always do?
Do you have one I have to think?
It's not one of my lines, but I like it. So, it's also another third act.
So, that's the funniest act. Don't walk out at intermission.
Saul and Billy are both drunk. And Saul, every time, pretty much every other line, he just goes, "Indeedy." And then Billy goes, "I'll say." And they do this weird finger thing. It's like that.
Yeah.
But it's really funny.
I refuse to do cursing, and I won't say nicknames, my character. So I like their director, Jerry, it's always "Dear Gerald," and like "My dearest," like Marla, they call her Smitty, it's not anything like her real name. And they all hate me, so I don't know why I'm so nice to them. But
do you guys think that this play has helped you grow in any way, like as a performer?
I think so. It's a challenge to be the, like, because there's so many chaotic things happening, and I'm not in the play within the play, so it's hard to react to the play, like, as I'm seeing it for the first time as Phyllis, even though I'm at every single rehearsal and I know what's happening,
right?
But I'm seeing the full production for the first time, so that's been difficult. I think
I've seen growth, because compared to my performance last year and this performance now, I think I'm doing much better. And then it's just because maybe just a little bit of work ethic I taught myself over the summer. And just the fact that this play kind of makes you think you have to actually really pay attention to what you're doing in order for it to actually be funny.
What plays have you guys been in before?
You can go first.
I've been in The Music Man, Peter Pan, Frozen.
Were those with statements?
Yeah. And then plays I've done for the school's Little Women, and obviously Play on.
High school, last year I did her Murder in the Orient Express. And I did her Little Women. And then the community theater, MTV Arts, I do most of their junior shows. I was Maisie in Suicide. That's the main, like, main role thing.
Are you guys excited to continue doing more plays as your high school career goes on, or maybe even further?
Yeah, I
love theater. I would like to continue doing community theater past high school. Mm-hmm. It's probably my favorite thing. I really, really enjoy it.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you guys think you'll, like, continue it as, like, a career in theater, or, like, even in college, like, majoring in it? Or do you think that it'll just be, like, a side sort of thing that you do?
My dream is to teach, and then certain colleges I want to apply to offer, like, a minor in theater education, so I could, like, run a drama club.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a fun way to stick with it and also get to teach kids, which I do really want to do.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I'd like to do it as a pastime, because the actual career I want to pursue in theater, it just won't work out. So, but I'd love to do it as a pastime when I get older, though.
Yeah, that's good. Good to have something to look back at fondly.
It's a nice hobby as a way to express yourself.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun hanging out, too.
Coming back to the play, how do you guys think the audience will react to it?
I think you're chuckling evilly to yourself. I think that at first it'll be a little confusing and dry, but as it goes on, it's really, really funny. I think they'll think it's hilarious. Like at the first read through where we were all reading the script for the first time together, she had to tell us to stop laughing because we were being too distracting.
Yeah.
Laughing at our own bits. So I think they'll think it's really hilarious. I think they'll laugh.
That'll be rewarding to hear an audience of people laughing.
Yeah.
Or terrible when we're holding for laugh lines and it's completely crickets.
Yeah.
Well, hope the best.
Uh, When is the play that you like? When is the date that you guys are doing it?
Yes. November 14th through the 15th. There's a 7 p.m. Does that sound right? 7 p.m.
Yeah.
performance on the Friday. And then on Saturday, there's 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Mount Vernon High School Auditorium.
Put that down in my calendar.
Everyone should. It's going to be a blast. And then before play on, there's a small one act also called the Brothers Grimm Spectaculathon, which will be a blast also.
Are either of you guys in that one?
No, that's there's like a second cast for that one. It's only like 20 minutes, half hour, a little like pre-performance.
An appetizer.
Yes, an
Yes.
appetizer.
All right. Looking forward to it. Well, thank you guys for coming.
Of
I had
course.
a blast talking with you guys.
Yeah, it was very interesting to hear how things are going with the play.
I had a really great time, and if anybody would want to audition, but they're scared or don't know if it's too late, they totally should, and it's a blast to be in the theater. It's a great environment.
Do we just press stop?
I mean, yeah.